Bavaltian is really good, okay? Otto adjusted the iconograph and inserted a fresh sheet.
And now shall we try one more, he said brightly, and this time everybody smile.
Mail was arriving. William was used to a certain amount, usually from clients of his newsletter, complaining that he hadn't told them about the double-headed giants, plagues, and rains of domestic animals that they had heard had been happening in Ankh-Morpork. His father had been right about one thing, at least, when he'd asserted that lies could run round the world before the truth could get its boots on. And it was amazing how people wanted to believe them. These were... Well, it was as if he'd shaken a tree and all the nuts had fallen out. Several letters were complaining that there had been much colder winters than this, although no two of them could agree when it was. One said vegetables were not as funny as they used to be, especially leeks. Another asked what the Guild of Thieves was doing about unlicensed crime in the city. There was one saying that all these robberies were down to dwarfs who shouldn't be allowed into the city to steal the work out of honest humans' mouths. "Put a title like Letters on the top and put them in," said William. "Except the one about the dwarfs. That sounds like Mr. Windling. It sounds like my father, too, except that at least he can spell undesirable and wouldn't use crayon."
"Why not that letter?"
"Because it's offensive."
"Some people think it's true, though," said Saccharissa. "There's been a lot of trouble."
"Yes, but we shouldn't print it." William called Goodmountain over and showed him the letter. The dwarf read it.
"Put it in," he suggested. "It'll fill a few inches."
"But people will object," said William.
"Good. Put their letters in too."
Saccharissa sighed.
"We'll probably need them," she said.
"William, Grandfather says no one in the guild will engrave the iconographs for us."
"Why not? We can afford the rates."
"We're not guild members. It's all getting unpleasant. Will you tell Otto?"
William sighed and walked over to the ladder. The dwarfs used the cellar as a bedroom, being naturally happier with a floor over their heads. Otto had been allowed to use a dank corner, which he'd made his own by hanging an old sheet across on a rope.
"Oh, hello, Mr. William," he said,
pouring something noxious from one bottle into another.
"I'm afraid it looks as if we won't get anyone to engrave your pictures," said William.
The vampire seemed unmoved by this.
"Yes, I've wondered about that. So I'm sorry to say that..."
"No problem, Mr. William. There is always a way."
"How? You can't engrave, can you?"
"No, but all we are printing is black and white, yes? And the paper is white, though all we are really printing is black, okay? I looked at how the dwarfs do the letters, and they have all these bits of metal lying around, and... You know how the engravers can engrave metal with acid?"
"Yes."
"So, all I have to do is teach the imps to paint with acid. End of problem. Getting grey took a bit of thought, but I think I have..."
"You mean you can get the imps to etch the picture straight onto a plate?"
"Yes. It is one of those ideas that are obvious when you think about it."
Otto looked wistful.
"And I think about light all the time. All the time."
William vaguely remembered something someone had once said. The only thing more dangerous than a vampire crazed with bloodlust was a vampire crazed with anything else. All the meticulous single-mindedness that went into finding young women who slept with their bedroom window open was channeled into some other interest, with merciless and painstaking efficiency.
"Why do you need to work in a dark room, though?" he said.
"The imps don't need it, do they?" "Ah, this is for my experiment," said Otto proudly. "You know that another term for an iconographer would be photographer? From the old word photos in Latin, which means
to prance around like a pillock, ordering everyone about as if you owned the place," said William.
"Ah, you know it."
William nodded. He'd always wondered about that word.
"Well, I am working on an obscurograph."
William's forehead wrinkled. It was turning into a long day.
"Taking pictures with darkness?" he ventured.
"With true darkness, to be precise," said Otto,
excitement entering his voice.
"Not just the absence of light, the light on the other side of darkness. You could call it living darkness. We can't see it, but imps can. Did you know the Oberwaldian deep cave land eel emits a burst of dark light when startled?"
William glanced at a large